This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across the region. In Tel Aviv, the clear night sky offers a calm end to the day. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures as well, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, unclaimed airstrikes hit Iran, raising the possibility of Gulf state involvement, according to the Times of Israel, from earlier today. Also, Iran warns Israel of retaliation as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting, reports Ynet this morning. Also this hour, Qatar is in talks with the US and Iran to de-escalate the crisis, says the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Trump urges Erdogan to reduce escalation against Israel, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. And finally, a JTA poll finds that a majority of American Jews feel less safe in the US since October 7th. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that Trump announced the ceasefire with Iran is over. Alison Josephs, a Jewish influencer, questions the difference between Substack and traditional blogging in a post from 10 minutes ago. Andrew Fox, a media enthusiast, posted recently that he would love to see the Iliad or the Odyssey filmed authentically in ancient Greek. Now for more on those stories, starting with the unclaimed airstrikes in Iran. The Times of Israel reports that the attacks targeted southern Iran following U.S. military actions. An Iranian official warned that the UAE might face consequences for its cooperation. This development raises tensions in the Gulf region, potentially implicating more countries in the conflict. Turning to Iran's threat against Israel. Earlier today, Ynet highlighted that regional mediators led by Qatar are actively working to prevent an escalation between the US and Iran. Despite these efforts, Tehran's warning to Israel indicates a fragile diplomatic environment with potential implications for regional security and stability. Meanwhile, Qatar's dialogue with the US and Iran aims to cool tensions after Iran's strikes on US infrastructure, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This initiative comes after the U.S. retaliated against Iranian attacks. The ongoing discussions underscore the delicate balance required to maintain peace in the Gulf. In a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Trump conversed with Erdogan, urging reduced tensions with Israel. This conversation, involving Prime Minister Netanyahu, reflects the complexities of international diplomacy amid rising regional conflicts. The outcome could affect alliances and diplomatic relations. Finally, from JTA's latest findings, a poll indicates that since October 7th, most American Jews feel less secure in the US. This sentiment points to increased concerns about safety and community well-being in light of recent global events. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Rafael might soon begin building the Iron Dome in India. This move would expand Tamir interceptor production and support India's defense manufacturing goals. Separately, Mariv Business notes China's significant achievement with the Long March 10B rocket launch. This reusable rocket milestone could impact global space exploration strategies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Bank Leumi plans to invest 33 million shekels in ISOTEST. This investment reflects ongoing confidence in technological advancements and quality control industries in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.